Hey there, Lauren here. I'm KWVU's public relations intern, as well as a Baylor student and a bookseller at Fabled. Today, I'm going to be talking all about the book, Carrie Soto is Back, by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Let me tell you, I love me some Taylor Jenkins Reid. I would probably say she's my favorite author. She writes such fascinating stories with the most interesting characters. One of these interesting characters being Carrie Soto. If you've read Malibu Rising, another one of Reid's amazing books, you had a glimpse into who Carrie was. This book takes that small glimpse and gives a whole backstory to how Carrie became the star she is. Carrie Soto, also known as the Battle Axe, is the best tennis player of all time. She holds the most Grand Slam titles. That is, until Nicky Chan, a new and young tennis star, ties with her. Carrie has been retired for years now, but she just can't sit and watch her title be taken away that easily. Even though she's retired, she decides to make a comeback to defend her title. The book is in a then and now perspective and allows the reader to look at how she became the tennis player she is and the process of her comeback. Carrie Soto became the tennis star she is because of her father, Javier Soto, also known as the Jaguar, on the tennis court. The father-daughter relationship is a huge part of this book. As the book goes through Carrie's life, the reader sees how valuable the relationship to her father was and how his coaching had a huge impact on her character as well as her tennis career. He is who encourages her to make her comeback and reclaim her title of most Grand Slams. Her father compares her to Achilles from Greek mythology because he was ruthless, hardworking, and craved glory, just like Carrie Soto. She knows she's the best tennis player and doesn't pretend her hard work didn't get her there. She's genuinely a very unlikable character, and it feels crazy to say this, but it's what makes me like her. Carrie Soto is real. On the outside, she's this intense and victory-hungry athlete, but as you read, you get a look into her thoughts and see her flaws. You see every side of her, the arrogant side and the emotional side. One of the many things I love about this book is how it examines the difference between women in sports and men in sports. As men are praised for their confidence on the court, Carrie's looked down upon for the confidence she exudes. She gets her nickname, the Battle Axe, from this. When women were asked about their victories, it was expected of them to be bashful and contribute their wins to luck. Carrie does the opposite of this and is proud of the hard work she put in to get where she is. Prior to reading this book, I had no knowledge of tennis or really ever cared about the sport. Reid was able to bring me into an entirely new world and make it interesting as well as understandable. If you're a sports lover or love a strong female main character, you should totally pick up Carrie Soto is Back by Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. To hear this or past episodes of Likely Stories, visit our website at kwbu.org. Just look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab.